despite the spin, the government commission report that was published this week clearly, in my view, shows that undergrounding of the north-south interconnector is feasible. Indeed, the report goes so far as to describe it as a credible option, confirming what campaigning communities have been saying for the past decade or more. So while the report authors are clearly in favour of using overhead AC technology for developing the north-south interconnector, their arguments against proceeding using DC undergrounding technology are in no way preventative. A primary argument, in fact, appears to be that to proceed using overhead lines would be optimal because there's no Irish experience of using the underground technology. If you were to move forward on that basis, we would never see any new technologies in our infrastructure. The main failing in the Government Commission report, though, is, in my view, the failure to consider the issue of public acceptance of the various options available. And it's the principle of public acceptance that has actually driven the use of underground technologies in the case studies across Europe that are actually highlighted in the report. Because the North-South Interconnector project, as it is currently planned, lacks the necessary public acceptance among the affected communities and landowners, and therefore, without that public acceptance, the project just won't be completed. So my appeal is to those people who want to see this project, the North-South Interconnector, proceed, as Sinn Féin do, that we need to collectively accept that it is only and can only proceed using an underground option. And that is the mechanism by which the project can proceed. So the public have let their views be known very clearly right across the five affected counties of Cavan, Monaghan, Meath, Tyrone and Armagh. They have all stated quite clearly that they don't want their counties ripped into by pylon supported infrastructure being forced through their landscape. And there is an alternative. This report confirms that not only is it feasible, but it's a credible option. And therefore, in my view, the government need to do what other governments have done in Europe, which is actually prioritise the whole concept of public acceptance and proceed along the underground basis. Last year, I hosted a delegation of affected communities, local experts and local elected representatives from across the five counties to Brussels, where we met with the operators of the Allegro site, which is an interconnector between Belgium and Germany, which is very similar in many respects to the North-South interconnector, but has one fundamental difference, and that is that that project is actually been undergrounded. The reason it's been undergrounded is because the whole concept of public acceptability has been given priority within the criteria for deciding what technology is used. That project will be completed much, much quicker than the North-South interconnector because of that public acceptability. And in my view, if we were to proceed along an underground basis, the project will be delivered much quicker, arguably much more cost-effectively in the longer term than the current option, which will only lead to dispute and antagonism between Airgrid in particular and the local communities that are being affected. So if we want to see this project, we need to move forward on an undergrounding basis.
And is it the case that the underground route would actually match the overground route, or would there be substantial difference, and therefore, if you like, would they have to really start from scratch again to plan this project?
Yeah, no, it would be a different route that would be used in relation to the underground. And one of the failings of this report was that the terms of reference didn't include the actually identifying of a route so that we could actually proceed on that basis. But the truth of the matter is, yes, we would need to begin the planning process again, but we would be beginning the planning process in the framework of partnership between the local communities affected and the electricity operators. This project has been going on for well over a decade now, and there still hasn't been a sod turned, if you like. The truth of the matter is that there won't be a sod turned for quite some time because there will be legal challenges and there will be disputes, and I've met with affected communities across the five counties impacted. The landowners involved and the communities that surround them are adamant and are united in the position that they will not allow Airgrid to impeach upon their land. So Airgrid have to answer the question that they failed to answer from: are they going to operate in direct conflict with those communities, or will they, at the behest of the government, actually accept that this project, as it's currently planned, is going nowhere, and actually proceed to develop the North-South interconnector, which is important infrastructure along the basis and the only basis on which it can proceed, which